Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. Today is Sunday, April 7th. Time is 1916. And the weekend is officially coming to a close for you guys. It is Monday morning. Hopefully you're on your way to work and doing some things that are productive. I gotta tell you, my life has very little dull moments anymore. I don't know if it's coming with age. I just don't know. Let me tell you guys what just freaking happened. Come out to the FGA Cruiser to sit down and record the show. I am about to press that record button and I hear my wife screaming. However many feet away she is in the house, through the house with no windows or doors open, and me out in the vehicle hear her screaming, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Just going nuts. And I'm like, oh my God, she's gonna kill one of the kids. What's going on? And I get up out of the vehicle. I go running in the house. And the kids have this look of terror on their face and confusion. And she's over there just turning red. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, look at the fucking stove. And I'm like, what? And I look and the entire front glass of our stove is shattered. Out of nowhere, just shattered. And I looked at her, I said, what'd you do? What did the kids do? What happened? She goes, nothing happened. I was sitting here, I heard a pop, and now there's glass everywhere. This stove, now mind you, this isn't an old stove. This stove was purchased at the end of 2019. That the house got put here in November of 2019. It was maybe a few days later we went out and bought brand new appliances for the house. So this was a brand new Frigidaire stove that's tapping in right now at about 4 years old. Okay. So the idea of this thing only being 4 years old, coming up on 5 years, and it shattering is just crazy. And then the other thing about the stove that's been odd is the stove door is a ventilated door, piece of glass on the inside, piece of glass on the outside, with vents in the middle for expansion and contraction of the air inside. Since we got this stove, we've noticed that things will drip down inside there and we have no way to clean the inside glass without ripping the damn stove apart. I don't know who thought this was a good idea to design it this way. So that happened, and then we had issues with the stove light bulbs continuously burning out in this stove, and I've never seen that happen. I mean, how often should you have to change a stove light bulb? It's not really a thing. Then what we had happen was we had the fixture that the light bulb goes into completely take a shit and stop working altogether. So this stove has been a lemon since the right out of the gate, okay? And along with that, the refrigerator and dishwasher we bought with it, the dishwasher has had nothing but issues as far as the wheels coming off and the racks falling apart, things like that. And then we've had the fridge, every single drawer in there has cracked and broke. They've all lost their wheels. All the shelves on the doors are cracking now. It was like somebody set a self-destruct button on these things and said, someone's only going to get 2-3 years out of these and they're going to start falling apart, because that's exactly what happened, okay? I'm talking about Frigidaire products. If anybody's like, man, I got to know what brand of shit Jester has so I can avoid it, it is Frigidaire. I will never ever buy Frigidaire products again. Will not happen. Not fucking doing it. They were affordable for what I thought at the time. But it's insane that these products just keep going to shit on us when they're not old. I mean, the fridge I had in my parents' house growing up, that thing lasted forever. It might still be functional somewhere, right? Same with the stove and everything else. Like, I can't believe how much things have rose in price and how shitty quality it is. And we're going to end up talking about that a little bit on today's show as far as the stuff goes that we get from China and things like that, because it really has me horribly pissed off, okay? And I kind of sit back and I go back and I'm thinking the amount of money that we paid for this stuff. I think the microwave, dishwasher, stove, and fridge, I think, was like a combo deal that was all purchased together somewhere around the neighborhood of like $2,300. I want to say it was somewhere around there. And you're telling me we pay $2,300 for brand new products to outfit our kitchen, and I'm going to have to do that again in 4 more years because it's all going to shit, and probably spend more because things are going up in price and not down? You got to be kidding me. Like, this is a sick, sick, sick joke. But anyway, outside of that, the weekend was relatively good. Beans and Weenie's show is doomed, did not happen Saturday night due to unforeseen circumstances. So sorry that we weren't live for you guys on Saturday night. The Clapper was alive and popping over the weekend. I did 2 lives over there. And I'm not going to be live for the rest of the week. I'm working 7 days in a row this week. So I'm probably going to be drained by the end of the week. So I don't know what's going to happen as far as lives go. We will see. We will see. The rest of the weekend was good, though. I sold another one of my toolboxes on Facebook Marketplace, so that's gone. Went out and bought a new toolbox. Harbor Freight did their whole 1,500th store opening, so they did 15% off on every item store-wide, which is good because what I was buying down there typically isn't on sale. So it was good that I got that deal. I would like to think that as Harbor Freight grows more, we might put some skilled trades back into our school systems with availability to get power tools and stuff like that. Maybe some of these educational places will be like, hey, since things are so available and at such a cheap price, and they're putting the power of purchasing these items back for your regular Joe or your average Joe or your regular homeowner, maybe we should be incorporating more trade related things, you know, within the schools. I'm hoping that becomes a thing, but it's not going to, and I'll explain why the further we get into the show here. Anyway, I would like to think that more people are going to get on board with, you know, DIY projects, fixing things themselves, and going down that road. And Harbor Freight, although I'm not a huge fan of everything they have, they are definitely making it more affordable for people to outfit themselves with tools and equipment, which is freaking awesome. Now, we're going to take a little break, listen to these messages. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Jester Dooms? Check out his other show, It's Doomsday Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. That's It's Doomsday Podcast.
Back to the show. And we're back. So I want to tear into the solar eclipse thing a little bit here, guys. It is mind-blowing, the conspiracies I'm seeing online and how everybody's losing their shit over this and how big the media is blowing this out of proportion in the directions that social media is taking this in. The conspiracies that are coming with this solar eclipse are absolutely insane. So let's start with this. Everybody is scrambling to get solar eclipse glasses. If you're listening to this show before the eclipse happened and you are one of these people, guys, pretty much every hardware store, pretty much every Home Depot, Lowe's, all of these places, Tractor Supply, hardware stores sell welding lenses for about $10. You can get a Shade 12 lens, and that's going to do wonders for you and be a heck of a lot better probably than the Eclipse glasses, okay? And if you say to yourself, wow, that's still not dark enough for me, put on a regular pair of sunglasses with them, you'll be fine. That's what I'm doing. That's what I've done in the past. The Shade 12 lens, welding lenses work really, really well for looking at the freaking sun. Because when you are a welder, if you're a welder like I was and you did a lot of work outdoors, you're kind of like, let me stare at the sun because I can really see it good through this welding helmet. And then that's how I came up with that. But let's talk about some of the conspiracies that are taking place with this. I've heard everything from mass amounts of human sacrifices will happen during this eclipse. I've heard that different kind of CERN, the freaking hard-on collider thing, that stupid thing, they're going to turn that thing on and try to open a bunch of portals while this is happening. I heard people are being, saw this on a TikTok video my buddy sent me, that they're evacuating people, or people are leaving Oak Ridge, Tennessee, because apparently they have a hard-on collider down there as well. And they're evacuating people from there, or they're going on vacation, something. They're saying they're turning on the hard-on machine. We're getting the hell out of Dodge, is what's going on during this eclipse. And so much more. People are talking about rising sea levels, that there's going to be all this crazy flooding happening. and that it's going to change the tides, and it's going to change the weather, and it's going to do all these ridiculous things. And then I heard one conspiracy about how the radiation content is going to be so high that you're not going to want to be near things like cell phones and laptops and stuff like that, because the combination of the radiation from that plus the radiation from your phone will kill you. It is insane the things that people are throwing out there on the internet and what they're expecting to happen. Now, this type of solar eclipse that we're about to see comes around about every 20-ish years, I think is the time frame of this, okay? And like to view it like where they're viewing it this time, it's about every 20 years, I think. So in 20 years, that you'll be able to see it again, all right? And the last eclipse we had like this, the last similar type eclipse event that everybody was losing their minds over was in 2017 in the area I'm in over here on the East Coast. And you had people out on roofs, you know, things like that. The birds quit chirping, blah, blah, blah. That's what was gone. I was stuck driving through Atlanta in Atlanta traffic. It fucking sucked and totally forgot the eclipse was happening. I'm like seeing all these people out there standing on building rooftops, staring at the sky. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, oh shit, that's right. The eclipse is happening today. And the sky turned this really crazy hue of almost like a green hue. It was really strange. But that was it. That lasted for like 20 minutes and it was over. That was it. No big deal. I got to go to work tomorrow. I'll be stuck there. So I'm hoping I'm lucky enough to be outside while this is going on, because I too want to see the solar eclipse. You know, I want to see it too, like everybody else does. But let's break this down for a second. This is a new moon phase. All right. So the moon is going to appear to be bigger and closer than it normally would be, because it is in fact a new moon. And this happens every time we get a new moon phase. This just so happens it's going to be in line with the sun. We're not going to see any kind of raising wild 10-foot high tides and things like this. It's not going to happen, all right? Everybody is putting it out there like there's going to be these crazy floods and these crazy disasters and everything else. And like, no, there's really not going to be. What's going to happen is what happens every time we've had a solar eclipse in the past, that the eclipse is going to come. It's going to happen. It's going to last for a little bit. Bugs will stop chirping and birds will stop chirping and the insects will stop making the noises they make for a little while, because they'll be all confused. Like, hey, what's going on? Something's not right. The animals will, you know, they'll notice the difference and be confused for a little bit. And then after the eclipse passes, you'll hear the birds chirping and stuff like that again. So you might experience a weird silence due to any kind of celestial event. People suspect a lot of things will happen. And my mom used to work at the hospital years ago when she was a nurse, and she worked at this hospital. And she would say on nights of full moons that things would go nuts in the hospital all the time. Like, that's when the craziest thing would happen. It was always a full moon. So there is some, you know, some common ground here with any celestial event and, you know, anything in outer space going on and it having a real world direct effect, you know, with people's energies and stuff like that down here. I believe in, you know, energy of the universe and stuff like that. So to me, it's like, yeah, could we see some crazy stuff go on? Absolutely, we could. Is the sky going to start falling? No. Are they going to turn on the Hadron Collider and send us back to the 40s, or are aliens going to start walking out of, you know, the sky? Like, no, probably not. None of these things are probably going to happen. But the internet is abuzz right now, and they're absolutely loving every freaking minute of it, okay? And it really is blowing my mind. It really is blowing my mind that people are taking this to such extremes, when they simply don't need to be. Like, you really don't need to be going this far with this, but they are like sharing this shit like wildfire, and nobody's slowing down, and everybody's coming up with something new, and tomorrow people are going to go back, and some of these videos are still going to be trending. And I feel bad for the people that made all this shit up, because they are automatically discrediting themselves. Anyway, that's all I got on the solar eclipse, guys. It's nothing going to be too crazy. Go get a welding lens if you can't, you know, find the glasses, enjoy it, and for the love of God, don't sacrifice your neighbors, okay? We'll be right back after these messages.
Jester from It's Doomsday Podcast and the Doom Daily Show here. Do you ever find yourself overloaded with way too much information? Too many logins, too many passwords, too many websites for stuff you like? Yeah, I'm the same way. You don't have to worry about that with the Doom Daily Show and its Doomsday Podcast. Let's make it simple. Just visit linktree.com/JesterDooms. Add it to your bookmarks. That way, when you need to find the right information, it's right there, under a tap of your finger or a click of your mouse. Go to linktree.com/JesterDooms. Get it, got it, done. Remember, no one has all the answers, but this will provide you with a place to start. linktree.com/JesterDooms.
And now, on with the conversation. And here's Jester. Okay, so we're back. Now, the second segment of the show I wanted to get into tonight was other people's kids suck, and sometimes our kids suck, right? Being a parent is very difficult sometimes. It is a job that comes with sacrifice and challenges and endless amounts of work. And we all love our kids, okay? Me personally, like, I love my kids. I can't stand other people's kids, all right? I just find other kids to be wild and crazy and uncontrollable, and my kids are pretty chill. And so I like my kids. I don't necessarily like being around other people's kids. But all kids have this sense that their parents are mind readers, okay? They all expect, they expect you to know what they're thinking, and sadly, that's not the case. I heard my wife screaming at one of the kids tonight because of the way he was talking to her, because something went awry and it was like, oh, hey, well, you should have known. And it's like, oh, no, you're not going to talk to me like that, first off. Secondly, no, we don't read minds in this house. Whenever we become clairvoyant, we'll let you know. But for now, you got to tell us what you want. You got to let us know what's going on. So challenges arise every day with our kids. And it comes to the point where you do lose patience and you're ready to just fly off the handle, take those 10 deep breaths and walk outside. Don't do things that you'll end up regretting later on. And one of the things that, you know, makes me think about this is I have one son who is grown and out of the house, and I spent his whole entire life trying to make the best decisions at every turn, worked my ass off. Everybody in my family worked our asses off to help raise him, coordinating with schools and doctors and therapists and everything else. And the list goes on and on of the help that we've tried to give my eldest son. And the thing about it is it doesn't matter how much help you give these people. If your kids are going to be a certain way, if they're going to turn out a certain way, there's little you can do to stop it. All right. So your best bet is to kind of just work with them if you can. Like, I got my two youngest ones. My middle boy's fantastic, right? He's right there by my side. If you guys ever came out and came to an event with me or something like that, you've probably met my middle boy. My youngest one is difficult. We don't listen. We don't follow direction. We think we run the world. So that's just how it is. And I've been kind of playing off this, right? Like, I'll tell the middle one, like, if he does something wrong, you're getting in trouble for it. So I have another watchful eye over him. But at the same time, he wants to get the little one in trouble sometimes, so he'll encourage the shit. Now, remember that your kids are your kids, and everybody wants to raise their kids a little bit differently, okay? And that's okay. Everybody's got their own style of parenting. But if you're one of these parents that is not keeping your kids in check, and you're bringing them out into public, and they're screaming, and they're at dinner throwing shit, and they're screaming at dinner, or they're in the store crying because they're not getting their cookie, or they're just going nuts and they're writing on the walls with their own shit, that's on you as a parent, okay? That's on you. You need to be doing more. You need to be working with those little shits so they can go out into the real world. And so they're not driving society up a wall, okay? And the thing about it is, this isn't just for the sake of your own kids. This is also for sake of relationships that your kids are going to have, because most of the kids in class don't want to be friends with the crazy, whiny, nutso kid, all right? And then also, kids feed off other children, you know, children feed off other children's behavior. So if you send your kid to school and he's doing something wrong, that other kid in class is going to see that he's doing something wrong, and then he's going to take that shit home. And then, you know, these parents are going to be calling school. Where did he learn this? Oh, he learned it from this kid over here, Michael. Well, why did Michael teach my kid this at school? Well, I don't know. His parents are raising him, ask his parents. And then you're getting the school calling you, other parents calling you pissed off. And then God only knows what could come out of this. And the thing is, today, in the day and age that we're in, everybody's offended over everything. All these kids have all these different options for everything in these schools, except for a really good, true education anymore. okay? And it's getting to the point where it has my blood boiling with what I see going on with other people's kids. I can't believe they let them act the way that they act. And I'm sitting over here like thinking, you know, people are looking at me saying, oh, there's Dooms and his kids are nuts. Like, no. I will never be that guy where it's, oh, hey, that's Dooms and his kids are nuts. Can't speak much for my oldest, but, you know, that's on him. We tried. But you bet your ass, my younger boys, I get compliments on them all of the time with how well-behaved they are when we go places. Very rarely are they acting up. Very rarely are they being nuts. And it's only if it's a setting to be nuts. You know, don't stop your kids from being kids, but, you know, you got to teach these little shits how to act in public. You got to teach them some composure, some control, some respect, because this generation that we're raising now is totally screwed. So they better get some good qualities and attributes, because what they got good going for them now isn't anything. They all live their lives on social media. They're all glued to their phone screens. They have no respect. They have no honesty. They have nothing. They all have single-serving friendships. So when you raise these little shits to be separated from society and separated from the world, bet your ass they will put you in a nursing home when your ass is older, because the world owes them in their eyes. They don't owe you shit. I've literally seen things out there where people have sued their own parents over the dumbest shit. One story I remember reading or seeing was a woman who sued her parents because she was born. Are you kidding me? We'll be right back after these messages.
If you like hard-hitting news and up-to-date explosive investigations, well, you better look elsewhere. Check out The Beans and Weenie Show is Doomed most Saturday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Rumble and Podbean.
You are listening to The Doomed Daily Show.
Okay, Producer Scooter, here we go. This is what you've been waiting for, China. So I got a message from Producer Scooter earlier. It was, where's my China episode? Babe, here it is. So I wanted to tear into China a little bit. My conspiracy wheels got turning, okay, a little bit here in the last couple days about, you know, things in regards to China and, you know, the ban of TikTok and all these different little things here. And I started looking at these things in reverse and I started hearing some rumblings of some things. So we're going to rapid spitfire a few things in kind of a because this is why type manner. So let's start with the electric cars, okay? China is the one who's doing a lot of the exporting for the goods for these electric cars, right? That's who's doing a lot of that. Our president is clearly either in their pocket or they have dirt on him. And could they have dirt on him because why? Because they knew there was no chance in hell that he was getting elected, okay? They needed a way to shut down the world. So they, because, like, let's be honest here. I'm neither for Trump or Biden, but Trump was putting the screws to China, and China says, we can't have this. We got to get someone in there who's going to play ball. So is it any coincidence that COVID was released when it was out of a lab in China? Is it any kind of curiosity this led to lockdowns and mail-in voting? Do you ever think to yourself, well, maybe COVID was released directly to influence our election, but nobody in the mainstream media will talk about that? And don't you think it's really so interesting when you talk about, like, you know, the bio labs in Ukraine and gain of function research and this magical laptop that's just missing? Where's the laptop, bro? Where'd that shit go? What was in there that you didn't want us to see? It's crazy how Prince Biden keeps getting out of shit and has direct ties to all this shit somehow. No one knows how, because the evidence we need is just gone. And this little fucker could skip court hearings and shit, and it's no big deal. Imagine if you did that, right? So then you've got the war going on between Russia and Ukraine, and no one's allowed to talk to Putin. That's the craziest shit to me. They wanted to string Tucker Carlson up for going and talking to Putin. Isn't that wild? Yet in Putin's, like, doing shit with China? Isn't that wild? You got to be fucking kidding me with the shit we're seeing right now. So what if China released COVID directly to get Biden in office, to keep us all at home and make us send mail-in ballots in, okay? So they caused that to happen. They put the whole world to a stop and bring it to a halt so they can get him in there. And then on one of his agendas is to push this electric vehicle thing like crazy. And who's benefiting from this the most? Probably China. Now, they're pushing for this shutdown of the TikTok, or trying to push ownership from the Chinese to someone in America. All right. With the whole thing, the only thing that makes sense about this is You don't want the flow of information to happen the way it is because you can't control it. It has become so huge and information is shared so fast, you cannot manipulate it, you cannot censor it, you can't fix it. This whole bullshit that, you know, TikTok's spying on us or whatever else, motherfucker, we're being spied on through our phones, through our vehicles, through these Google devices within our home. All of this shit, all of it, we're being listened to 24 hours a day by different sources around the world. And you're meaning to tell me TikTok's important, but the balloon wasn't important, right? You guys let that thing just fly right across the U.S., didn't do shit about it, you know, till it was gone. You mean to tell me you couldn't get aircraft close enough to that thing with a good... My phone has 100 times zoom, and it's a fucking cell phone. You couldn't have got some professional photographer up there with a good camera and a helicopter not too far away or a plane not too far away and got some good pictures of what this thing was, you know, carrying and whatnot, and you just release all these shitty images to the public? Come the fuck on, man. This none of this shit is adding up. So we talked about this before last week about how the push for these EVs is they're wanting to get this whole thing completed by like 2030 to where it's 50% EV sales with all the materials coming out of China. Is anybody else seeing the connection here with what's going on? Is anybody else think it's crazy that China's, you know, buying up all this land in the U.S., that all these different Chinese age men are coming through the border? Why are you keeping the border? Why are you not shutting down the border, Joe? Why are we not doing that? How many military Chinese age men are coming across that border every day? How many? Why are you not shutting that down? Who is telling you to keep this open? Who's doing it? Somebody's doing it. Someone's pulling the string somewhere. Everything that we've seen happen in the last 4 years to the date has been China. Has been China. And we've talked on my other show about the potential war with China and what's going on, but I'm telling you guys, this shit is coming to a head. You gotta keep your eyes open, man, and really see what's going on here. And at this point, there's people out there that are gonna get pissed off at me a little bit when I say this, but at this point, it doesn't matter who you vote for. All the shit's coming, all the shit's figured out. The best you can do to combat any of this shit is say, I'm not buying any products that come from China. If China's hands are in it, I don't fucking want it. That's about the best absolute thing you can do. If the whole world got together and said, we're not doing business with China anymore, we're done. If everybody in the U.S. would do that, we're done. Like, I'm only buying things that are made and manufactured here. We're done. I want no parts of anything that comes from that country. We're done. Then what? You guys do realize if we go to war with China, we are utilizing weapon systems that they help build? Think about that for a second. Do you guys realize? Do you guys realize they created they started a pandemic that shut down the entire world, killed how many people according to what the media says, and not one fucking person was held accountable for it? But God forbid you get a speeding ticket, go down the road, because you will face the consequences. But, you know, if you're in another country and create a disease that wipes out millions of people, you're cool. That's fine. Because that wouldn't be considered biological war, right? But anyway, don't listen to me. Make sure you go vote and go buy that EV. I'll catch you guys on tomorrow's episode. Remember, don't look directly into the sun. Producer Scooter, I love you. I'm out of here.
Aw, Jester, I love you.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.